on FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, and it is a Thursday. What does that mean, Sean?
It means it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McConnell Buick GMC and our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. And y'all, the star of the show, Captain Bobby Abrascato from the A-Team. Good morning, man.
It's good to be a star of something anyway, yeah.
Star of inshore and offshore fishing here along the Gulf Coast for sure, and so many people are looking at weather getting better. We've got 4 days where it's not pouring rain, and they wonder, okay, where are they biting?
Well, I'll tell you this: I hate to be too general, but everywhere, It's really been good down. If you keep up with the river stages, which we talk a lot about, particularly in the spring, you'll see that Barry's gotten under 7. That's the good news. Bad news is we won't talk about, but it's getting ready to go back up.
Yeah.
But right now, there's plenty of clear water all the way through the lower end of the bay down into the sound, which is where I've been spending most of my time. And, man, the fishing's been fantastic. No problem whatsoever with numbers. Triple-digit days, trout days have been kind of, fairly common, but big numbers of fish and really impressive quality and some, mixed in with them. And that's classic, as you well know, that's classic May fishing, because you're fishing spawn in schools. And sooner or later, you're going to get that big female that's in that big school of males to bite. And that's when it's time to get out the camera and take a picture of them. And we've had that opportunity here in the last week or so, or last couple weeks, really, to do that. You're just plugging away, catching decent-sized trout, plenty of them, and all of a sudden somebody hooks one that you think's a redfish, and you pull it up, and it's a, 22- or 24-inch trout, Had an opportunity to do a little topwater fishing the other day. Had a couple guys that wanted to do that, and that really, really brings out the quality in the trout. Even though the small trout are trying to hit it, you're getting that big female to go ahead and get off that shrimp and go after that fin fish. And so we had some really, really nice fish on topwater the other day.
Now, that top water, you're talking about the fishing you're doing, you're talking shallow.
Absolutely, yeah, because, you felt it this morning when you guys come in so early. It's cool out, and, man, that water temperature's staying down in the low 70s, upper 60s, low 70s, and that's going to keep those fish active all day long in the shallow water. We haven't fished anything deeper than 5 or 6 feet, and the only reason I did that is we ran across a bird school, but most of the stuff we're doing is in foot and a half to 4 feet of water, and it's all day until you're ready to wrap it up and put it on the trailer.
Man.
And that's the norm, too, for the spring, is when that water temperature is under 75, those fish will stay active all day long in that shallow water.
So targeting shallow water, are you looking for fish licks, looking for birds? What are you doing to kind of find the X in amongst the big body of water?
Well, that's the operative word there. When you talk about, you're talking about a lot of intimidating open water. If you just look at it and go, like, where do I start? And those fish slicks are the key. And the spring and the falls, particularly in the spring, is when you really start to see those things. And they can be anywhere. So don't run past something that looks like a trout slick. And then the other thing you mentioned, birds, that's been something that's going on here in the last couple weeks. I've run across probably 3 or 4 different bird schools, which tells me that there's a lot of shrimp starting to show up because those birds will be hovering over shrimp that are being forced to the surface. And that we haven't had a whole lot of shrimp up until these last couple weeks. So both of those things you mentioned work really well. And you'll see these bird flocks in the weirdest places. So if you see a gathering of the larger terns or particularly the laughing gulls, get upwind from them and drift through. Sometimes they're 10 and 12 inch trout. The other day they were 2.5 to 3 pound trout. You just Ooh. Never know what you're going to run across. And as you well know, you get on one of those bird schools and get set up right, the action is unbelievable.
It is. And I love the fact you're always bringing an education to us for inshore fishing. But another group you and I have been involved with off and on for me decades out there has a great event coming up, the Alabama Coastal Fishermen's Association.
Yep, they're meeting, May meetings tonight, and got lucky enough to be asked to speak there. And if you've never been to one of their meetings, particularly down there at Moe's on a downtown, it is a wonderful venue for a fishing or any kind of gathering, but for a fishing seminar, it's phenomenal. And I think we're going to talk about what's going to be coming up right around the corner, which is going to be that summer transition. I like to kind of stay ahead of it, and I think we'll talk a little bit about that. You don't have to join the club. You don't have to be a member. It's free to come in. Drop by and see what it's all about. It's a lot of fun. They put on a great show.
Somebody wants to get a trip booked with the A-Team. How do they do it, Bobby?
ateamfishing.com. All one word is the website. And call us or hit us on the little contact us form and we'll get you fixed up.
And I love it, man. Talk to you next week.
Okay, old buddy. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by our friends at McConnell Buick GMC. What's up, y'all? And McCoy Outdoor Company. Go check out the gear that Captain Bobby uses to go catching. Go ask for Chip at McCoy's. And we'll be back.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, it's Dave. Like, you don't recognize my...